Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode, which is when we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, as we are answering your questions, we are not experts. We're just podcast hosts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, you can leave us a voicemail or a text message at 781-591-0390. You can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And there are multiple ways to connect with the Forever 35 community. You can head on over to the Forever 35 subreddit, which Kate and I do not moderate, but we're grateful that it's there. And that's at reddit.com/r/Forever35. You can visit our website, Forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. You can follow us on Twitter at Forever35Pod, on Instagram at Forever35Podcast, and join the Forever 35 Facebook group where the password is serums.
Wow, you sound like a little bit like an announcer there. Password is serums.
Thank you.
DJ Dory. Oh, hello, DJ Dory. Well, Dory, it's a day today.
It is a day.
I'm sitting next to my bottle of liquid gel ibuprofen. And you are taking deep breaths.
I am taking a lot of deep breaths. This is our first recording, our first post-election recording, even though by now we've had two other episodes come out after the election.
Yeah, and we are, the results are still not known of the American presidential election, although,
correct,
you know, things are rolling in. And so we are sitting here in the wake of that, making this podcast.
Ah, yes, we are.
My jaw aches. Actually, I'm just now kind of like, as we're talking, I just for the first moment of the day started to tap into how my body is feeling. And I realized like my whole head and my jaw are just aching.
Well, yesterday, which was election day, I was so tired. Like, it was just like all of a sudden everything that had been like leading up to yesterday just kind of came to a head. Mm-hmm. And my husband is home this week because he basically like works for 3 weeks and then he has a week off, the way that TV production works. Mm-hmm. So he was home yesterday and he was like, why don't you go? This is in the middle of the afternoon. He's like, why don't you go lie down and do a calm meditation? And he like set it up for me on his iPad and I laid down and I fell asleep.
That's really cool. What a kind, I do feel like it's really amazing when our spouses encourage us to take care of ourselves in that way and help support it. That's really lovely.
Totally. Yeah. So it was really
out.
Yes, I conked out. And then he ended up waking me up because he was like, I don't want you to sleep for too long because then you'll never fall asleep tonight. And I was like, you're right. But I still felt kind of groggy. And then I wanted to go to bed really early, but I was like too consumed by election stuff. And I didn't stay up super late.
Yeah, I had a similar experience, which was my kids have an outdoor activity on Tuesdays. And so we were at that. And at around 8:30, I was like, my whole body just felt like it was kind of collapsing. So, I tried to set up a lot of like news boundaries for myself, because I tend to be the person who's on like every computer, every channel,
totally,
consuming everything and working myself up. So I did go to bed. I had very fitful sleep, but I did get some sleep and, going to do some calls later today and try to stay focused, but it's a very unsettling time here. And I think we're both just kind of trying to work through it. And, I don't know what else to say about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did. Sorry. Go ahead, Dora.
No, I was just going to say that I feel like I'm in a real, like, trying to control the things I can control.
Very important.
You know?
Very important.
So, I don't know. What were you about to say?
Oh, I don't remember, but I think you're right in that like there's stuff we can control and stuff we cannot. And so focusing on what we have in front of us and have within our reach is really key.
Yeah. 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 So I don't know, just trying to focus on that. Is there anything else that you're going to do today or over the next couple days to kind of keep yourself as sort of grounded as you can be?
I think continuing with kind of some work. I have a friend who's been, you know, she's in Wisconsin, working as a poll worker and sending a lot of really trying to help people get focused on the election. And there's some things that I can do today, I think, to kind of help ballot counting. I'm one individual, but I'm going to try to participate in some phone banking. And then I think I might actually take a bath. That is, my thought was to take a bath and do some stretching or yoga just to kind of be gentle with my body, maybe foam roll. But yeah, I thought a bath seems really nice. Something about a bath is calling me. I haven't taken a bath in maybe 4 months.
Ooh. And are you going to use any kind of like bath bomb or oil?
I have some like bath salts that are calling me. And I might, you know, one thing I did do last night before I went to bed was I watched like 3 episodes of Schitt's Creek. Yes, I realize I've now seen this show approximately 10 times. I know what's going to happen. I have to like fast forward through the parts that now bore me because I've watched it so much. But I might just do something like that. Like Schitt's Creek was like the only thing where I was like, this will comfort me. I don't need to pay close attention. I can just hear them talking while I wash my face with my headphones in. And so I might take a bath and just kind of watch Schitt's Creek. I should say my period came early on election day.
Yeah, that's just rude, honestly.
What the fuck? So I'm experiencing all sorts of physical feelings today.
Yeah.
Like my body's just like, oh, woo, hey-ho, here I am. Let's get rid of this uterine lining today. So I've got a lot of things happening here.
Hey, I think it all sounds good. I think I'm going to try to do some yoga today. That's like the extent of what I've figured out.
That's perfect.
Oh, maybe I'll start my weekly challah bake early. I do find it calming.
You know, that sounds, I'm going to make my mom's lentil soup later this week. We're in this weird phase in LA where it's going to be 90 degrees here in Southern California today, midweek. And by the weekend, it's going to be in the 50s and raining, which is a real like physical jolt to your system. So I have this lentil soup recipe that's very comforting. So I'm gonna prepare that. And that, like, it's emotional. It connects me to my mom, but also like the process is very soothing. So
wait,
you know,
really?
What it
would, it's going to be 90. Oh,
today it's going to be 90, and then it's going to be 55 and raining in like 3 days.
Oh my gosh. I have not been paying attention to the weather. Well,
there's other things going on.
Wow. Well, it's also because like in Southern California, there's rarely these like swings.
Yes, yes. But when it does happen, like I feel like winter kind of arrives very abruptly here, where it's just like you live in like a Beach Boy song and then all of a sudden it's like cold, you know?
Oh gosh. Yes.
I will say, Jory, this lentil soup that I have would go very well with your challah. I don't know if I've ever shared the recipe with you, but it's a delicious soup, and you can make it vegetarian if you use vegetable broth or vegetable stock. It's quite tasty, so I'll shoot that over to you.
I'd love a great lentil soup recipe.
It's a Jane Brody recipe, who is a cookbook author my mom frequented in the 80s.
You love Jane Brody.
I do. It just reminds me of my mom. She's 80. The author, you know, and she had like a whole book about high carb recipes back in the 80s when that's, you know, before we went through our whole low carb American phase. And now who knows where we are. But she had this
love
this,
it.
Every recipe, it's like tons of rice and grains, and it's great. I love it.
Ugh. That sounds perfect, honestly. Mm. Well, should we take a little break and hear from some listeners?
Yeah, I will say, you know what is amazing self-care? Getting to hear from listeners during this stressful time.
Yes.
It really is so helpful. So thank you all for contacting us with questions and comments and memes and everything else.
Yes, please keep them coming.
Please, we need you.
Yes. Oh, so Kate, before we take a break, I do just want to remind everyone that tomorrow night at 6:30 Central, which is 7:30 Eastern and 4:30 Pacific.
Very good.
I think I did that right.
Impressive.
Thank you. Thank you. I will be in conversation with the one and only Jacqueline Winspear.
Who is, otherwise, of course, why am I the one trying to take the shine here, Dory?
She is the author of the Maisie Dobbs series, much AKA discussed on this podcast.
Dory's life. I mean, let's be honest. And she was a guest on the show.
She was a guest on the show. She has written a memoir that is very good. I really have enjoyed it. And I'll be in conversation with her about it tomorrow night. So you can watch the event on YouTube. And if you go to murderbooks.com/Winspear, all of the information is there.
Perfect. I cannot wait.
It's going to be great. So, all right. Just wanted to put that out there. All right. We're going to take a short break and we will be right back.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
All right, we're back.
Dory, this is like maybe one of my favorite emails that we've gotten in a while.
It's pretty good. Take it away.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I have a question that I don't know who else to talk about, and y'all were honestly the first place that popped in my mind. My lack of ability to clean house well and general messiness is a consistent point of conflict between my husband and me. He is a super cleaner, and he can find dirt that I didn't even know existed. He also does a lot of research on the best methods for cleaning things, and I just don't. Anyway, today I learned that it bothers him that I apparently create toothpaste funk in the cup that holds the toothbrushes because I don't run the water scalding hot over the toothbrush before putting it in the cup. I have never even heard of this as a thing to do. He couldn't believe that I didn't know one is supposed to do this. I just wash the cup every so often when it gets gross looking. My question is, Caps, is that a thing? Do you have to take a step to clean your toothbrush after each use? Help.
I have never heard of this.
Yeah, girl, me neither. I am firmly in the rinse out the cup when the gunk looks gross community.
Me too.
I would be curious to hear what other people say. It almost sounds like, and I don't want to take this to the extreme, but it almost sounds like your husband is like cleanliness gaslighting you a little bit.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I don't know. Maybe outside of you, me, and Dory, listener, the rest of the world runs scalding hot water over the entire toothbrush before putting it in the cup, and we don't know. But I have never heard of this. And I do feel like when people have such disparate cleaning practices that it can feel, and you know, as I'm saying this, I feel like I do this to my husband. Like, I kind of, I'm like, why? Yeah, you don't know that you're supposed to fold the towel this way. You know, like, so I also maybe participate in cleanliness gaslighting, but I think it's more like, instead of, it's good to remember for all of us, instead of being like aghast when somebody doesn't do cleanliness things the way we do, that it's like, that it's okay. Like, there has to be a conversation. And I certainly don't think you should be expected to run your entire toothbrush through scalding hot water every time you brush your teeth. Like, maybe just get him his own cup.
Yeah, I've never heard of this. I agree that toothbrush gunk is gross.
Me too.
But I personally don't think that you need to be running the water scalding hot over the toothbrush every time.
Yeah, and I would just say maybe find, like, unless you do want to do that, or he wants to just accept the toothpaste funk, like I said, maybe you each get your own toothpaste cup, or you find a different, that just feels like, if that does not work for you, that's okay. But you all need to talk about it, right? Like, you don't have to adapt to every, I think both of you need to come to a compromise.
That's a good point. That is a really good point.
But again, maybe, Dory, we're wrong, and like, the rest of the world washes their toothbrush.
Yeah, I don't know.
I only clean the bristles. Like, after, yeah, you know, I do rinse the bristles out.
Right, of course, same.
Oh, this one really blew my mind. I didn't Google it, so I'm going to Google later washing toothbrush in scalding hot water and see if it's a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't research this either.
Yeah. But please tell us, do you do this? Do you not do this? Anyone out there? We'd love to hear from you. Maybe we're way off.
Yeah, please weigh in on this.
Yeah, we're dying to know. All right, we did get a text here, Dory. This person said, random cleanliness question. If you work out in leggings, do you automatically wash them? I want to invest in some nicer leggings, but is it bad to wash them so often?
So this is an interesting question, because I feel like this came up a while ago when I said that I don't always wash my workout clothes if they don't smell. And I got a lot of listeners kind of admonishing me for this and saying that even if it doesn't smell, like, bacteria can still build up in your workout clothes. You should always wash your workout clothes after each time you work out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I feel like I've been more conscientious about washing my workout clothes since then. So my answer now is like, usually, yes, I do wash my leggings after I work out in them. Unless it's like a super chill workout, like I've just done restorative yoga or something.
Yeah, I tend, like, if I'm wearing leggings right this second, I'm going to do...
Me too!
Oh, hello, legging friend! I'm going to do a yoga class later today, probably, and I'm not going to wash them. I'm going to put them right back in the drawer. And I'm not going to wash my bra or my shirt either. I do think that exercise, like athleisure, athletic clothing does tend to wear out with a lot of washing.
Mm-hmm.
So you could also possibly, like, rinse and hang it to dry and not wash it and not like put it through the machine.
But I don't think that gets rid of any bacteria if you just wash it. Like if you just put water on it.
No, you're probably right. What is this mysterious bacteria we're talking about?
Look, I don't know. All I know is that listeners were very upset that I was not washing my workout clothes. So I'm just going by what they said.
I would look at the brand that you're purchasing. I mean, yes, I am seeing there is bacteria. So I guess you do want to wash, you know, sweaty clothes. You want to wash them.
Yeah. I think if they get sweaty, I think you do want to wash them.
But also, like, who cares? You're investing in nice leggings. You want them to last. Like, I think unless you really, like, if you really, you know, we're not going to tell anyone.
Yeah, we're not.
Nope.
Well, should we move on to a voicemail?
Please, Dora. Yes, please.
Okay.
Hey, Kat and Dora. It's Katie in Oakland. I had a quick question for you. I did a search on your website. I didn't see anything come up. I don't think you've talked about it, but I've recently been getting into shampoo and conditioner bars. I've gotten a few from Lush in an effort to mostly reduce my plastic consumption. And I was wondering, on a similar note, if you have any recommendations for a facial cleansing bar. I know the like classic Clinique one is probably your favorite. Anyway, wondering if you guys have a favorite or any listeners. And I just listened to the mini ep with your products that you've been buying over and over again. And I wanted to add two of mine. One is the Unseen Sunscreen by Supergoop. It feels amazing and is SPF 40, I believe. I'm sure you can buy others. And the other one is that one that Kate mentioned. I love the Boy Brow from Glossier. Anyway, hope you're having a great day. Thanks for the pod. Bye.
Interesting question. Do you have a facial bar?
You know, it's interesting. I've only ever tried one in recent years, and I liked it. It was the Osmia, Osmia Black Clay Facial Soap.
Uh-huh.
It was really nice. It just was like a chunk of soap, and my skin felt, you know, cleansed but not dry after using it. I just kind of stored it on a little tiny, like, little plate that I had in my bathroom. I guess also that would be called a soap dish. But that should tell you how not used to using bar soap I am, that I had to, called it a plate. But, you know, there are a lot of cleansing bars out there. I know CeraVe makes one. That would probably be like a great budget-friendly one. Shea Moisture makes one. Mm. And then, you know, Drunk Elephant has one. Herbivore makes a pink clay one. I've not tried any of these. I would be down to do a cleansing bar experiment. You know, I've been like doing a lot of experimenting over here with Blue Tansy products that I'm almost ready to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a cleansing bar experiment would be interesting to try out some cleanse. And Dory and I are, of course, doing a cleanser challenge with each other. We just have to get the cleansers. But This might be an interesting thing to try, because I feel like it's, you know, cleansing bars were all the rage when we were tweens.
It's true.
But I haven't. Have you used one, Dory, in a while?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. So cleansing bars.
But I am cleansing bar curious. So if people have recommendations, I'd love to hear them.
I'm also CB curious, Dory.
CBC.
We're both CBC. And I will say, like, environmentally, yes, this is way better than collecting jars of things. So this would be, is an interesting area that, you know, look, maybe 2021 is the year of the bar.
I mean, I switched to bars in the shower. Like, instead of shower gel, I now exclusively use bars of soap.
And wow, okay. Well, that's my family is a Dove family, as you know. But what about like shampoo bars? Have you found one that you liked there?
No, I tried one. I didn't love it. And I recently invested in, you know, all the Brio Gio stuff, which doesn't come in a bar, but that I really like. So I'm going to kind of stick with that for a while.
You're a Brio Gio babe.
I'm a Brio Gio babe. All right. Next text. Listener writes, "Hi, love the question about the prods purchased more than three times. My ride or dies Embryolisse late cream can sometimes get from Costco.com. all year round at night. SkinCeuticals Physical Defense 50 SPF Universal Tint, Amlactin Lotion, and First Aid Beauty Retinol Eye Cream." Well, well, well.
I've only tried the Embryolisse here. I guess I've tried Amlactin too. I love that lay cream, but interesting to see a SkinCeuticals SPF come in here.
Yeah.
That's a three-timer. I'm curious to try that. And then this First Aid retinol cream, I'm also now kind of curious about.
A retinol eye cream. Like, I would be, my instinct is to be hesitant about retinol around the eye, but maybe I shouldn't be.
Maybe it's a very gentle, my guess would be it's a very small amount.
Right. That makes sense.
I did finish recently. I finished two of my like regular products.
Oh,
I finished up the bottles and I took a picture like send them off to graduation. It was so weird.
What did you finish?
I finished another bottle of Vintner's Daughter.
Oh, look at you. You love your Vintners.
I do. I really look like it just is the oil I keep coming back to. I really like it. And then one of my favorite mists is by iSun. It's their skincare Ormus mist. Mm-hmm. And I just polished off another bottle and I was like in denial. Like I kept spraying it and I was like, the spray is broken. And then I was like, oh no, Kate, you dummy. You finished another bottle of this stuff. I just love this mist. I have a whole new one waiting for me.
Lucky you.
Yeah, I love it. It's one of my faves. So those are two recent finished products. And I will say that in the listener in the voicemail who mentioned that Super Goop, that is a great sunscreen. I now keep it in my purse because I'm trying to.
Yes, reapply. I agree. That is a great sunscreen.
Yeah. Are you doing multiple applications of facial sunscreen throughout the day, Dory?
It depends. Okay. Sometimes I am. Sometimes I'm not.
I'm really trying to make that into a practice because, you know, as we know, it can't just be a once a day thing. And I've always been like a morning sunscreener.
Well, what I usually end up doing is I put on the sunscreen in the morning. And then if I go out in the afternoon, like for a walk or something, mm-hmm. I will usually reapply.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
If I don't go out in the afternoon, I usually don't reapply.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Time for a break.
Yep. We'll be right back.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay, we're back.
Better than ever.
Speak for yourself.
A listener wrote to us. They said, "Help! I can't stop playing the comparison game. I have such a privileged life and so much to be grateful for, but I can't stop obsessing over friends and feeling envious. I've also been shopping up a storm lately." Related? Question mark, question mark?
This is like the eternal challenge, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I think the first thing you need to know is like, it's normal.
Yes.
I don't know how you get out, how you break the cycle. I really don't.
It's really hard. I mean, I think that... really, I think having a gratitude practice, like Kate has talked about, does help. I really do think that that helps when you're like stuck in this cycle.
Yeah, you know what, Dory? I didn't want to say that, but that is what I thought. And
I'm saying it for you.
Thank you. It really does. I'm thrilled that you said that. Really.
I personally find a gratitude practice hard to keep up with, but I think it's a good like jump start when you're in a situation like this, where you're just kind of like obsessing. So I think that's one thing. I think the other thing you can do is to volunteer and just like get out of your bubble a little bit. Mm-hmm. I know that's a little bit hard now with COVID, but maybe there are some things you can do that are COVID safe that would just, you know, I think just like recenter. I'm not saying like you need to spend every minute of your day like flogging yourself for your privilege, but like I think it is good to just be reminded of our privilege in a way that is tangible.
Yes, and not just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, and you know, I think it also feels good to help people, which is like another thing of like, you know, again, like getting out of your own head and getting out of this headspace of just constantly comparing yourself to other people. So I think those are two tangible things you can do. I think the other thing is just like, I think that this ultimately is rooted in self-confidence and like insecurity. And so just like working on the things that you love to do, I think that helps also.
Another thought I had for this listener is to set up some boundaries from where you are consuming content about your friends and where are the things that are you're seeing that are making you envious. My guess is that it is social media, especially right now in a time where we are hopefully all still socially distancing. It's not like you're over at everybody's house every day. So are you seeing things in various places that are then tapping into these feelings? And if so, I would get off those things, or at least give yourself, set some boundaries in your relationship with these social media apps, because, you know, you're feeling, I find like the things I'm feeling envious that I see on Instagram, let's say, it's not real. You know, yeah. Like we're not, it is real. It's a part of someone's life, but we are not seeing most people's pain and suffering and grief and sorrow and challenges. We're seeing like their good hair, you know? So like it's, we're not getting the full story from anybody. And mm-hmm. we're not also like on the other side, we're not giving the full story, which is just mm-hmm. like what these platforms are. So I would give yourself a break. I have felt so, I feel this a lot and I feel so much better when I give myself, you know, I log out of Instagram for a week, or, you know, I've stopped checking Twitter and I've had to like block myself from it. But I think that really, really helps. And maybe if you're getting information those ways, set the boundaries there and then call up your friends and have like a heart to heart chat, or set up a FaceTime. And maybe you will get information that's more grounded in reality and also like about how much you care about each other, and not just about like who got a nice car or whatever the things are that you're feeling envious about.
I think that's a really good point. And I think the other thing just to remember is like some of this, having these feelings is normal. Having some of these feelings is normal. Like I think almost all people feel this way, but when it gets to the point of obsession, I think then it's time to like take a step back and try to deal with it. So I'm glad that you're doing that.
Yeah. And I don't, you said this person also said they've been shopping up a storm.
Mm.
Yeah. It could be related. Or also I know I self-soothe, excuse me, by shopping. I self-soothe by shopping. It's not a positive thing that I'm really psyched about, but I do it. And I have been doing it lately, where I'm like, oh, I got to buy this. And mm-hmm. and so, you know, just take a breath. You're noticing things. You're check. It sounds like you're kind of self-aware. Maybe give yourself some like slow down time to kind of just pause the shopping and reflect. But that is also something I do.
Yeah.
And I know you've talked about that too, Dory. Like when you're mm-hmm. feeling really stressed, it's like you go to that Nordstrom app or whatever it is on your phone and go to town.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up with this voicemail.
Let's do it.
Hi, ladies. This is Emily calling from Michigan. I had a Halloween themed question for you guys that hopefully maybe you can answer before the holidays, which is, I just moved back to my hometown in Michigan from Austin due to COVID, and discovered a trend that happens here called being booed, which is where people leave candy on your doorstep, I guess for your child, at night. And it's kind of like a chain letter. So you're supposed to then go boo two other houses after you've been booed. So I thought that that was an interesting tradition that seems to be big here, and B, curious about your thoughts on chain letter style things. I personally feel like I don't have time to go and then boo other people being a working mom right now, but am I just kind of a Scrooge or a Grinch for not doing that? So curious what your thoughts on these chain letter kind of things are, and if you've ever been booed before. Anyways, bye.
So obviously it's past Halloween, but and this was such an interesting question that I wanted, like, that we should discuss it. My kids have been booed, and they like it. This is clearly a new thing that didn't exist when we were kids, right, Dory? Yeah. Were you ever booed?
No.
Yeah. Well, get ready. In a few years, Dory, the bags are going to show up on your doorstep, and your kids are going to get booed, or your kid, excuse me, and you're going to then have to boo another kid, and it's a whole thing. But, you know, I find, especially right now, like things that bring my kids joy, I'm like, okay, let's do it. But these chain letter things, I noticed at the beginning of quarantining, all of a sudden everybody was back in the inbox with recipe exchanges and yep. like send me your favorite this and we'll do. And
I think we talked about them on Here For You.
I think you're right, because it freaking blew my mind. I was like, are you? I can't sit here and send a quote to six people and then wait for like.
There was one that I got, I think it was a recipe one, and it wanted you to send it to like 36 people. And I was like, what?
I just like, I find that it's mostly women who are sending these to each other, and women are already doing the emotional labor. We're working jobs. We're doing many things. Why are we creating more work for each other is how I feel. And I find it frustrating because you kind of can't opt out. Like, I just ignore them, but then I feel bad because it breaks the chain. Like, if there was a way to gracefully opt out, I'd be fine with receiving them, because it's cool if it's something you want to do, because it is exciting, the thought of getting, you know, book recommendations or recipes or whatever it is.
I know, but I just can't.
I can't either. I almost feel like there needs to be a Facebook group for people who want to participate in those kinds of things, because I never do. And I always feel like a bad person for not replying. But I can barely like keep up with my work, much less send a recipe.
I know.
So I think there is a lot of like, anything. It's like anything. If you want to participate, awesome. If it works for you and if something excites you and thrills you and you have the energy. But if it doesn't, you should be able, there should not be expectation that you must participate in any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Whew. I'm going to get off my cleansing bar box.
Be careful getting down. I know that you've twisted your ankle recently.
Twice. Yeah. And cleansing bars are slippery when wet.
They are. Yeah. Well, Kate,
I'm here.
It's been a pleasure.
We're at the end of this episode. Often we end with an activity, but truly, what is there to even do today?
Besides,
just take care of yourself and just take care of each other.
Yes. All right. I'm going to continue taking deep breaths.
All right, Dora, I'll be right there with you.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Talk to you soon. Bye.